Hey, welcome to the Original Slacker Podcast, presented by Round Guys Brewing Company. Full disclosure, this is like my 16th take of getting this stupid intro going. So, the Original Slacker Podcast is a podcast by Round Guys Brewing Company, which is a brewing company located in the heart of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, about half an hour north of Philadelphia, a train ride away from Center City, Philadelphia, right off the Blue Route 476. Stop by, have about any one of our 16 freshly brewed beers on draft. You can actually take them home in cans as well. We have full-service pub, everything, lunch, brunch, dinner, desserts. We got even things in addition to beer, like wine, cider, mead. So that's kind of cool. And across the street, got the Underground. It's the event space that houses many different acts, like the aforementioned Dino Soul and Bill Gottschall's Songs of the American Century. So we got a whole bunch of different shows coming on. Today I talk with Stereo Titans. Stereo Titans is a comic book band. So they're actually really cool. Hard rock, punk, regular rock, you know, alt style in there. They are theatrical. They're a band that gets does a little cosplay. They are really into bringing a comic book feel, the vibe, to the stage. These guys are cool. In addition, we'll be releasing their Bumblebee Wheat. I believe it's going to be a wheat. That'll be coming out at their show. It's going to be a can art designed by them, and it's going to be a really cool party. So without further ado, why don't you check out my interview with Stereo Titans. Because I don't have video on this thing, so you guys are all lucky.
That means he's naked over there.
Well, wow. Yeah, I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to ruin the surprise for you guys.
Surprise!
All right, today I have with me Mark, Chris, and Damon from the band Stereo Titans. Stereo Titans will be playing at the Underground on 6/22 and possibly releasing a very special beer as well. Fellas, how are you guys doing?
Yeah.
So. Doing very well, thank you.
All right, so I got Mark Brossoff, Chris Jones, and Damon Small. Who are you guys?
I'm Okanus, the Titan of the Ocean, and I play the drums. I'm Mark.
This is Chris, a.k.a. Kronos, Titan of Chaos, and Bass.
Damon, St. Prometheus, lead vocals, and the Titan of Fire.
So what is Stereo Titans? What is this?
Who would like to go on that one?
Stereo Titans is a force to be reckoned with. It's a band, comic book rock-inspired band out of Philadelphia, where we take the story of the Greek Titans and kind of extend on it. Not much has been said after they were imprisoned by the Olympian gods, and we kind of take the story from there and have all sorts of madcap adventures. And we have a comic book, and we are an actual band, and we have an album that goes along with the comic book. And,
this is pretty awesome. You guys are kind of a full media band. You don't come across this. It feels like you have your own little mini Comic-Con. You know, it's part band, it's part show, it's part cosplay, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. Yep.
So right. Where did this all come about? Were you guys just standing at a convention sometime and say, hey, we can blow the roof off this place? How did it start? How did this come about?
I guess I'll take this one. There's some members missing right now, but Gab Hyperion, him and I were in a band before, and we went through some band life where the band broke up. So there were some things that we wanted to do and always wanted to do. So that's where we pretty much said, you know what, you know, we're not getting any younger. Let's go ahead and have fun and do all the things we wanted to do. Let's do the comic book. And not only let's have a comic book, but let's, like, you know, be the characters and let's do the stage theatrics. And that's where we met with Mark. And he pretty much like killed it at the auditions. And more than anything, he was just in on like the vision of what the band was going to be. And then also that's where, Chris had came in, we had a bass player before, but that bass player really wasn't with the whole vision of pretty much being Kronos, the baby eater. I mean, you know, a lot of people are really excited about being a baby eater, but Chris is excited, so that was great.
Hey, man, it's part of the story, so you got to kind of live the part, man.
Baby back ribs, baby back ribs.
That's right. So, I mean, with that being said, I mean, the four of us really kind of just love the fact that we can not only just do some really kick-ass music that we all love, but also we can step outside of the normal, we can step outside of the box of what other bands normally cannot do, not just playing bar venue, but yo, we got a comic book, we got the theatrics, let's attack these Comic Cons and really give them the show and be like that cosplay band, you know, that the cosplayers deserve.
Yeah, I think this is really cool, man. You guys have so much creativity going on. Is there an individual who kind of drives that, or do you guys all go at it? You know, and then at some point, someone's, say, Mark throws something up, Chris throws something up, Damon throws something up. You guys are all tossing stuff at the wall. I know regarding the, you have a comic book, would you call that? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
We out of a Locust Moon comic book publishing company is James Comey. He's a comic book artist that we found at a Comic Con, and he just he came to a bunch of our rehearsals and observed our personalities and talked to us about the artistic vision that we had, and it really helped to translate the story that we wrote into comic book form. But truly, this has been a democratic enterprise. This has come from the energies of all people that we're working with, including ourselves. So nobody's really in charge of the vision.
Right. And so you have the album Escape, and you also have a cover album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Escape, yeah. Now, is that start to end? Is that storytelling in there? Is that what's going on? I've listened to most of it, yeah. But I wasn't really paying attention to the lyrics as well. So is that what's going on here? Or I guess, how are you weaving in all the arcs, essentially, you have going at the same time?
Well, there's a lot of story arc that we have. Yeah. So, you know, we don't see it as an album. We see it as, like, seasons. So, I mean, that's like season two, because we'll eventually do a season one, which is a prequel. This next album that we're working on is, you know, I don't want to reveal too much, but we're thinking about doing backstory of Zeus and Prometheus, because they're the ones that sort of start the fight with each other. So we have definitely several story arcs. This album, though, is about how we actually escaped from Tartarus, which was the prison that Zeus put us in. And so there's a lot of themes that, you know, Damon could speak towards a bit about, like, humanity and the Titans and sort of the greed and hostility on the Earth and all that. So there's a lot of that going on in the comic book and also the music.
Yeah, so real fast, refresh my memory on the Titans. It's been probably 20 years since I even was paying attention to any kind of Greek mythology. So, real fast, who are the Titans and how they play into that mythology?
So, the Titans are basically the parents of the Olympian gods, which, like, everyone knows, like Zeus, Hera, Poseidon, and all of those. So, the Titans were precursors to those. Their parents. So the whole story behind the Greek Titans is Kronos, who is my character, was like the lord of all the Titans at first, and he had kids, and he read a prophecy, and in the prophecy they said they were going to be overthrown by his children, so he ended up eating his kids. And then the kids conspired against him and kind of escaped from his body, and then, you know, rose to power, and ended up there was a huge war between the Olympians and the Titans. The Olympians won, and then they imprisoned the Titans in Tartarus.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the end of the story of the Titans and most of Greek mythology. So what we've done now is we've taken that, you know, basic story and have kind of expounded upon it, where, you know, we tell that one of Zeus's kids, Athena, is not happy with the way that her father has kind of, you know, the direction he's taken with the way he's ruled. So she starts hatching a plan to free the Titans from Tartarus, put us on Earth. We're going to hide out. we're going to try and figure out a way to fight against Zeus. And then we figured, what better way to kind of like recruit a new army of demigods than by being a rock and roll band? And kind of when we go on tour, we recruit people to join us in our fight against the Olympians.
Oh, wow. So I'll get to that in a second. You guys have, now you guys have an Athena, right? You guys are a big band, right? Like it's what, about eight piece or so?
Yeah.
We
pretty much five, you might as well say, as far as musicians, because who's missing from this call is Hyperion, our guitarist, and Hades, our DJ. And then we also have our own Oracle, and then we have Athena. So, I mean, you definitely got a lot of players to this piece.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Mark, were you going to say something?
Yeah, and then we have the Protector. He's fully he guards the band while we're up there.
That seems like a really – that guy didn't get the best job. I'm just saying, what's going on there?
He loves it. He starts mosh pits, man. He's awesome.
Oh, never mind. All right. All right. Yeah. That's good. So you guys, Damon, you said they recruit, right? You guys recruit out there. So what's going on? Are you literally finding victims from your mosh pits and dragging them on the stage?
Oh man, that's pretty much what happens. I mean, they get so hypnotized by the music that's going on that they go into like a Holy Ghost dance or whatever. And next thing you know, they're knocked on their asses and we drag them in. And then we all ask for offerings and tithes so for the building fund. You know, that's what happens.
Hey. I love it.
Yeah. And it's also kind of like we're like the whole thing is we're like we call our fans demigods. And the whole, like, keying in on the story that, like, we're trying to raise up people in the audience to become demigods so they can help us in our fight against Zeus and the Olympians. So, like, you know, if you participate in our stage show, you come check us out. You know, you hang with the band. You just, you know, come to a barbecue or whatever and chill with us. You're officially, you know, recruited into the demigod army.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. So This idea that you're starting up each album is going to be a different season per se, a different part of the story. Now you're going to release a different book with that as well. Is that?
Yeah. We have about 250 pages planned. That the first comic book is only about 30. We sent out. We're in the midst of soliciting my publishing houses right now. So we've got about 14 proposals out, waiting to hear back. We have one that might be that's moving to the next stage. So we're pretty close to a comic book deal.
Yeah, I love this full immersion, man. You don't see this anywhere. Did you guys? Was there someone else out there that kind of led the way for this? Are there other bands? I'm not as familiar with the con scene, but I assume that the con scene, you guys probably aren't the first with this, right?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I mean, I think our concept is pretty unique within itself. But, you know, I mean, Aerosmith had theirs. Kiss had their own comic book.
But they weren't dragging people on stage.
No.
Like, War was doing that shit.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's what makes our concept just that much more unique. And going to cons and being able to show not only our personas, but also being able to show other cosplayers like, hey, there's a band out there that actually is, you know, reenacting everything that's going on in the comic book. So it kind of makes it that much more interesting for them as well, because they love stories, not to mention our threads as well, you know.
So is the comic book really tied directly to the album? Or is it a different piece of the story that you're trying to portray in the album?
Would y'all like to go ahead on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there are portions of the album. I think the first album, Escape, like, all the themes and everything may not particularly, like, tie to, like, a specific instance in the comic book. But the themes of the book are definitely apparent throughout all the songs on the album. So, and this is kind of like Mark was saying, this is kind of like the episode of us where, you know, it's telling the story of us escaping from Tartarus, us being on Earth, trying to hide out, you know, kind of in plain sight to regain our powers. And it's kind of like us rediscovering ourselves, like our one song, Lost and Found, kind of touches on that subject. Like we were lost for eons in this prison and we were freed and now we're on Earth trying to find ourselves and you know, find our way in the world, find our way back to power, you know, per se, and different things like that. And then, you know, like the one song Breakaway that we have on the album is literally like the story of us being broken out of jail. And we made a music video of that a couple years ago, you know, to kind of touch on the story. And, you know, so there are different themes throughout that are definitely in the comic book, but the actual book itself isn't necessarily like the story of the album. It's a part of it.
Gotcha. Chris, I think you hit on what my next question is going to be, is video-wise, how do you guys work that? I feel like that's the third layer, right?
Yeah, we have, like I said, we did the video for Breakaway. That was our first one. We also did a video for our song Clowns, which is kind of like a political commentary, which is kind of to speak on the point where like Zeus is like in power and he's this guy, he's kind of like had his hands throughout all, you know, like corporate America and, you know, Washington, D.C. politics scene and all this kind of thing. And it's kind of like us talking about how those people are like clowns and they're kind of misleading you. And, you know, we have a video for that we use like footage from during the whole campaign for this latest presidential election, and not just the presidential election, but elections in general. And it's kind of our like little political commentary on the way that things are working nowadays and different stuff like that.
Is there so would there ever be a time when you guys actually take that album and put it totally on video to create an actual visual experience?
That's the plan.
That's
awesome. I mean, we would love to be able to make videos for each and every song to kind of have aspects of the story. And like another thing that we have kind of pie in the sky as well is like we want to be able to have like a full-on theatrical show where it's not just us doing like a musical performance, but it's like us telling the story of the comic book with like elements of people doing like scenes where they portray different things and like us actually playing during the whole thing. And then we have, you know, like a Zeus character coming out, and we might have like choreographed fight scenes on stage. Like that's our big vision.
Essentially a Trans-Siberian orchestra for comic books.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is such a cool idea. I remember years ago I'm a little more of a sci-fi nerd, I guess. But J. Michael Straczynski was saying in the future, you expect people to have, now this was like 10 years ago, right? So it's like now.
Right.
But you would have, you know, a story come out while you're watching it, and then you have interactive gameplay at the same time. And I love when you have creative elements and people in a team that can, first off, coalesce their creative ideas into something awesome like this, and then also disperse it in very different forms of media to reinforce that the strength of that, like that arc, the message you're trying to put out there. That's just too cool. You don't see anyone do that.
Yeah. What I think you're going to really enjoy on the 22nd is, I mean, especially if you read the comic book, if not, we'll send you a copy. You're gonna see elements of that as part of our live show. And it's going to be really clear, some of those connections. And so, yeah, we're really excited about that show so that you can really see what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm excited too, guys. All right. Well, if you guys don't have anything else to add, what I would like to do is get where people can reach Steroid Titans, where they can see what you guys are doing, all, you know, your Bandcamp and stuff like that. If you can just let me know what that is right now, and then we'll go on to a maybe infuriating, maybe funny, maybe a frustrating piece. But yeah, let's do the wrap up on your contact information.
Word. All right, so first and foremost, you can come and check out our website, www.stereotitans.com, and that's Titans with a Y.
Why?
Because we love you.
Oh.
And then, you know, we're on all social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Anything else? Am I missing something?
You can buy the comic book on Amazon.
Buy the comic book on Amazon.com. Just search Stereo Titans. It should pop up. Our Bandcamp, we're on the Bandcamp website. That's where you can download our current EP, our Epic Themes Volume 1. So just go on Bandcamp.com, search Stereo Titans, and you should find us there as well. And, you know, hopefully in your local comic book store pretty soon, you'll be able to pick up a book. I know we're at the somewhere up in the Q Mart where Ryan has his store. I don't remember the name of the store, y'all? Where you can pick up the comic books in person.
Hampton Impressions?
Hampton Impressions.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Hampton Impressions stands at the Quakertown Farmers Market.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up actual copies of our comic book there as well. And any live show, you can come hang out, rap to the band, you know, and then and pick up a copy there as well.
And be a victim on stage.
Or, and... not necessarily victims, man. Like, you know, it's a happy time when you get recruited into the demigod.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an honor.
You got to watch out for the protector, though, because he will start a mosh pit. And
he will start a mosh pit.
About it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, that about does it for another episode of the Original Slacker Podcast. I'm your host, Bill McGinney. Please check out this show coming up on June 22nd. That's a Friday, down here at the Underground. You can find out more about the Underground at facebook.com/RGBC Underground. Find out more about the Original Slacker Podcast at facebook.com/TheOriginalSlacker. And find out more about Round Guys Brewing Company at roundguysbrewery.com or facebook.com/roundguys. You can please feel free to like us on Facebook, find us on Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, leave a review, give us a rating, we really appreciate it. And in addition, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, improvements you'd like to hear, you different segments you want us to start doing, please feel free to email me, bill@roundguysbrewery.com. Thanks again, and stay tuned for the second half of this interview.